This week's gospel is the second week in which we focus on the importance of John the Baptist. Indeed, John the Baptist is so important that today Jesus says that no man born of woman is greater. Meaning that of all the Old Testament figures, think of Abraham, Moses, David, or any of the prophets like Elijah, or Isaiah, Jeremiah, Jesus says that none of them is greater because John is born to be the messenger of God himself. He's not only messaging that God is of a future time, of how to save him in a special way, Jesus is saying that John is going to announce the coming of God himself. As I mentioned, this is the second week of which we focus on John Baptist. In my homily last week, and I know that most of you were not at my mass, but you can read my homily online if you are on our website, if you wish. But in the context of all of our loved ones who have fallen away from the church, I ask this all-important question. What makes Jesus God? What makes Jesus God? And then I answered that very question through and how all the readings last week revealed how John the Baptist and Jesus fulfills each one of the many prophecies of the Old Testament, which the prophecies about the coming of the Messiah. And so my main point of my homily was this. There are literally dozens and dozens and dozens of prophecies from the Old Testament that are all perfectly fulfilled by Jesus Christ. That fact makes the Gospels credible, helps to make the true claim that Jesus is Son of God to be true. As after all, something is prophesied dozens and dozens of times, and it each comes true about one person, then that makes that claim true. And we should know that truth and reveal it to our loved ones who may be doubting that truth. Today, our readings also reveal other such prophecies, which are another testament that we are preparing for the way for God himself to come. Keep in mind that last week's gospel comes from Gospel comes from Matthew 11. And so not the beginning of the Gospel as the last week was, in which Jesus was not yet on the scene. But here today in this Gospel, John is arrested for the political and religious uproar he caused among the Jewish leaders. And John, hearing the mighty works of this miracle worker named Jesus, asked his disciples, his followers, go and ask this miracle worker if he is the Messiah, is he the one to come, or should we wait for another? But notice how Jesus answers that question. He doesn't answer straight out, yes, I am. I am he. No, he says, go and tell John what you see and hear. How the blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk. And these are all healings that Jesus had just done a couple of chapters later, which those disciples saw. Which, of course, that is the very prophecy of that we heard in our first reading from Isaiah 35 about the coming of the Messiah, the coming of the future salvation, age of salvation, in which the blind shall see, the deaf shall hear, the lame shall walk. In other words, Jesus is saying what I said in my homily last week. So I pat myself on the back. See how smart I am? Just kidding. But because Jesus performed these miracles of the deaf hearing, the blind see, and the lame leaping for joy, that Isaiah prophesied about, the very fact is credible and reasonable to claim that Jesus is, in fact, the Messiah they are waiting for. But notice also, if you will, that Jesus names other miracles that Isaiah didn't prophesy about in our first reading. In fact, Jesus says he is, and by saying these other miracles, he is more than a Messiah who is to come. Keep in mind that even though we use the term Messiah to be equal to God, in the first century Jews, a Messiah they were waiting for was more simply of a political king, a leader who would save them from their enemies. So it was more of an earthly king who would save them in their lives back then. Not the true Messiah as we think of God. But Jesus tells them to report to John not just that the blind see and the deaf hear and the lame walk, but also that they see lepers are cleansed and even the dead are raised. Now, to understand why Jesus adds these important miracles that he also performed, perhaps you remember in 2 Kings chapter 5, Naaman, the commander of an army, was a leper. And he went to Elisha, the great prophet, and asked him to heal Naaman. And what did Elisha say? He said, "Am I God that can heal you of your leprosy?" So leprosy was a disease that only God could heal. Likewise, only God could raise someone from the dead, as he also did, and was prophesied about when the coming of the Yahweh, the God, would come. And so these miracles that he is doing testifies that he is not just the Messiah, not just the coming of the King on earth to save them, but that he indeed is the Son of God. More than Messiah of earth come to save. The Son of God is coming. And so Jesus, even though Jesus doesn't outright say he is the Son of God, that is indeed what he is saying. And that is in fact what all the Jews understood him to mean. And so if you ever wonder, well, these are just a claim that Jesus said. Yes, he said it, and more importantly, he fulfilled it by the prophecies that were foretold about him. And so, my brothers and sisters, what does all of this mean for us today? Each and every one of us must decide for ourselves who we believe Jesus to be. Even though our faith says that Jesus is the Son of God, perhaps not everyone here is living as such. Some are perhaps treating him as an earthly savior only. Many of us, if not all of us, have things in our lives that we want to be saved from. We want God to work miracles in our lives. Situations and relationships we have, we don't know how to handle. We want a miracle to be worked in some way. And so in this way, like some of the Jews, are so wrapped up in their needs that are only wanting an earthly savior to come to them, to save them. But as Jesus says, he is not just the Messiah who will save what see what needs to be saved on earth. But he is that, but he is also God himself. To really believe that Jesus is the Son of God and not just an earthly savior means that we need to be open to and wanting not just God to change what we want him to change, but that we must be open to change ourselves, to change our lives for him. So, as we prepare for the coming of the Son of God, think about if you are seeking God himself to come, or are you just wanting him to come to do what you want him to do in your life. It is easy for us human beings to get so wrapped up in our needs that we are only seeking an earthly Messiah out of our struggles on earth. For we aren't really seeking God for himself, but seeking only what God can give to us. So perhaps this Christmas season, God is calling you to true faith, calling you to throw your hands up and let God be God, to come however he wants to come and do in me, whatever he wants to do. Let us not tell God what we want and expect. Let us be open to what he wants us to do, what him didn't do in our lives. What he wants to do, the healing he can bring about, is so much deeper and greater, bigger and more important than anything we can want for ourselves. So I invite you this coming Christmas, perhaps I had again here in this Mass, let us seek God for himself. Let us ask that he comes to do what he wants to do so that he can be in us.